The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Jack Chambers is with me. He is a Fianna Fáil TD, of course, and Minister for Finance. Minister, you're welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Kieran. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining us on the roof.
Lovely to be here on the roof.
Yeah,
a nice day.
Different surrounds.
Yeah, that's great.
The usual interviews. So the access to cash bill, as it's called, tell us about what it would change.
So at the moment, we've got good access to cash across the country, but there is a concern. We've had 12 we had 12 retail banks a number of years ago. That's gone to 3, and to protect the future resilience of cash infrastructure in our country, this is about setting I suppose minimum standards and protecting the existing cash infrastructure. So for example, there'll have to be a specified number of ATMs per 100,000 within 5 and 10 kilometers. There'll have to be a minimum number of ATMs per 100,000 people, and also a specified percentage of the population will have to have a cash service point between 5 and 10 kilometres. And we're splitting the country into 8 regions. It'll be overseen by the central bank and will address local deficiencies which might arise within communities, within rural areas, and to make sure that people continue to have access to cash, but also small and medium businesses continue to have cash service points to support their business. And I suppose this is legislation for the future. As we've seen reductions in the volume of cash being used in our economy, which accelerated through COVID, it's about protecting that infrastructure for the future.
So upon whose head does it rest to provide these ATMs?
So it'll be a combination of financial institutions. So if you hold between 5 and 15% of current or deposit accounts, there'll be an obligation.
The big retail banks.
Yeah, essentially, if there's a deficiency in particular infrastructure, it'll fall upon those designated institutions. And at the moment, we've got 99% coverage when it comes to ATMs and cash service points. So this isn't an issue presently, but could become one. And that's why there'll be powers given to the central bank to intervene and oversee any complaints or issues that might arise if services diminish in time.
How would that work? Say you end up with a kind of a black spot, as it were, in the country, and under the terms of this legislation, an ATM has to be provided given the amount of people who live in that area and how far they are from the ATM infrastructure. Who will do it? Who decides which of the three pillar banks?
So that will be for the central bank to direct one of them or more than one of them, having engaged with them on that. I mean, it might be a case, the guidance first of all will be produced and a framework around how it'll be conducted. But essentially, if it reaches the end of that point, they'll be have the power to direct one of the institutions to provide that service and address the deficiency that might arise. And this is about protecting it for the future. Interestingly, up to 2022, we had diminishing amount of cash transactions, but actually that increased somewhat last year, and we saw that trend happen in the UK, where actually we've kind of have stabilisation of cash transactions. So the banks are still seeing, you know, a reasonable threshold of transactions, but it's significantly reduced. If you take from 2015, we had 18.5 billion euro of transactions in the economy. It was at 13.5 billion euro in 2022. So there is a risk with less banks and less infrastructure that this could have diminished further. And this is about, I suppose, having a threshold within our economy. We had previous years with people talking about a cashless society. We'll have less cash in our society, but it's important we protect it for SMEs and for many people in our communities who continue to want to use cash.
Just again on the banks point, Brian Hayes from the Banking and Payments Federation, when the heads of the bill had initially been published, said that the bill is neither fair nor equitable, but alarmingly it poses a very real threat to the present and future competitiveness of the Irish banking sector. And he was talking a little bit about what we've been talking about, that the onus being on those three big retail banks.
Well, I think if you look at the current proliferation of the infrastructure that's there, we have 99% coverage. So they're competitive presently, they're making significant profits within our economy, and also they're supplemented by the cash service points which OnPost provide. But this is about making sure we give that certainty to business and communities.
And business will want it, but at the same time, these are kind of financial institutions that are run for profit effectively, and one would suspect that they're only going to remove ATMs if they're not making money off them or if there's a security threat. Well, for the central bank to be able to go in and say, no, you've got to go back in there, it's either going to cost them money or it's going to expose them to a kind of danger from a security point of view.
Well, that's why
that fair.
Well, that's why they're also bringing the cash in transit system and the non-bank ATMs, ATM service providers are going to be now overseen by the central bank under this legislation. The majority of ATMs are actually provided by non-banks, and that's, I suppose, we've over 4,000 ATMs across the state and they're not provided by banks themselves. 2,800 are provided by ATM service providers. So I think, look, our banks are competitive, they're profitable, and I think it's in their interest to service their customers. And this is really about addressing a deficiency that might arise in the future and giving the central bank the power to do that.
Does this legislation deal with the retail sector in terms of accepting cash as payment?
So we have a national payment strategy coming out later this year, which addresses that issue. So it doesn't deal with the acceptance of cash. It's mainly access to cash, and we'll be providing further documentation on that later in the year.
And what's the expectation in terms of the detail in that strategy?
Well, there are issues, particularly amongst certain public services, where people have raised issues and concerns that I think we'll have to address in the national payment strategy, and there's consultation and engagement on that. So we'll be setting out framework around the acceptance of cash, and we have had issues in certain areas where people have been refused it, and we need to address that in the context of a national payment strategy.
An absolute obligation to accept cash, though, might be unfair. If you've got kind of a horse box in a field at some event,
it might be
unfair to expect kind of the 15-year-old manning it.
Yeah, no, it's striking a balance, and that's what we'll seek to do in the national payment strategy, but that hasn't concluded yet.
Can I just talk to you a little bit about your previous bailiwick before the finance department, because we had an awful weekend on the roads last weekend. The first quarter of this year was particularly bad. Now, kind of numbers levelled off, which is an awful thing to say when you're talking about people's lives, but that's the reality. But like I say, terrible, terrible weekend. And we've got a bank holiday weekend coming up, which I know the Gardaí are always worried about.
Yeah, and the August bank holiday weekend has been a particularly difficult weekend in recent years. 113 people have lost their lives this year. Terrible tragedy causing horrendous consequences within communities, and my sympathies are with many of the victims' families. But we know what causes many of these tragedies, and we've had the RSA out today referencing their concern about mobile phone use, where there's been an increase in their survey data on people using their mobile phone year on year. And people need to pay extra heed to slowing down. The roads are going to be busier, and to stop engaging in using their mobile phone, which causes distracted driving. And that anatomy of a split second can kill a pedestrian or a cyclist or a vulnerable road user or indeed passengers or a driver in a car.
Everybody listening to this, even the people who use their mobile, I'd wager they know that and they do it anyway.
Yeah, and that's
how do you get that message through, or how do you change behaviour? I think maybe the focus often is how do you get the message through. I think the message has been received, but yet the behaviour doesn't change.
Yeah, I think it's obviously engaging and through communication is important, but also the work of An Garda Síochána and enforcement. I think the initiative of the Commissioner was welcome around having a specific allocation of time every day for regular units of An Garda Síochána to provide a road safety remit. That'll provide more opportunistic enforcement around our streets and across our road network. But it is strengthening enforcement, I think, is a key pillar to really make a difference in this, so people are aware that there's a good chance of them getting caught and they need to see the consequences of that when they're using their phone in their car. It's just totally reckless.
Do you imagine we'll get to a point in the future where we are much more reliant on technology in terms of limiting the ways in which people can break the law on their cars?
I think so. I think the European Commission is actually examining but better integration of technology from a road safety perspective, and I think that will be the future in the medium term.
Where reluctance to it, though, is that people kind of feel their car is almost an extension of their home or something. There's a kind of a civil liberties argument. Yeah, please don't limit the speed my car can travel.
Well, I think
I often think of the opposite. Yeah. If cars had always been limited and you came on the show and said, let's remove limiters and instead ask people to drive slower.
I think we are, even when it comes to, even like they're trying you know, we're trialing Alkalox, for example, and that's something that has been, we're working with the Medical Bureau of Road Safety on how they can work for commercial vehicles. But there's lots of technology that can be integrated into vehicles in the medium term, and I think when it's there, it can be a force for good from a road safety perspective. And I think the majority of the public would embrace it when they see improvement in reduction.
It's kind of perverse when
and
I'm not accusing you of the perversion, but it's kind of perverse, isn't it, when it's technology that's the cause of so many of these accidents. You know, those stats you mentioned, like 40% of people have used apps while they're driving their cars, and the technology exists to deal with some of it, but we're not doing it yet.
Absolutely, and I suppose that's why a lot of this comes, it's a European competence, and why we need to integrate a lot of the recommendations when they're progressed from a European perspective. But I mean, the US is getting ahead of this actually with its use of technology, and the European Commission needs to do more.
Minister for Finance, Fianna Fáil, TD for Dublin West, Jack Chambers. Minister, thanks so many for joining us.
Thanks so much, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.